Let's dive into a couple clickbait headlines here where we see these come across your feed. You don't need to waste the time or give them the click. We've already done it. Kids who play video games earn more money as adults.
Oh, wow.
First of all, did you play? You did play video games when you were a kid, right?
I played the Summer Olympics on my Commodore 64 using the keyboard.
Okay, I'm going to stop asking you that question.
Jump off the diving board. Okay.
You didn't have like a Nintendo or a Sega?
No, my neighbor, I think, had an Atari, and I'd go play that.
So were you a gamer?
No, I wasn't a gamer.
Okay.
Just would occasionally do that.
So I was in the Nintendo family. In the family.
Oh, okay.
And so I had every single Nintendo gaming unit coming up. So I had like the original NES.
I'd play Ms. Pac-Man at Pizza Hut.
And then I had Nintendo 64. And then I had the Nintendo GameCube.
Wow, you and were then, a gamer then. That sounds like you were a bona fide gamer. You had all the things.
And then I had, what was it, the Wii? The Nintendo Wii?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I did have several of those Nintendo gaming systems.
I had none of that. We have a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, and we have a Switch now, too.
And an Xbox. We got an Xbox, too.
Right. Right, and so I was big on, obviously, the Mario games. Those are kind of, but I was big on Zelda. Like, I was a big Zelda guy. I liked playing those games.
Oh, there's a game that my kids would play. It's a bunch of like little wobbly things, and they fight on top of buildings or something, and then they fall off to the really funny deaths.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. I love that game.
So back to the headline. Kids who play video games earn more money as adults. According to at least one study, kids who play the video games earn, it's not much, but an average of $5,451 more per year than non-gamers.
How do you figure and why?
Hey, are you...
You didn't read the article?
No.
Oh, okay, so you just read the headlines, really? Is that what we're coming down to? Is like, okay. Clickbait so headlines. I'm going to read the headlines.
Key takeaway. People who played FIFA, which I played. I liked FIFA soccer. I played that growing up, earned... the most as adults.
Okay.
That's good. PlayStation, like Sony PlayStation players, have the highest annual salaries as adults.
Okay.
People who played video games as children are 71% more likely to have received a promotion recently.
Okay.
And so, like I said, earn an average of $5,400. Oh, are you actually reading the game?
Yeah, scroll down. There's a little chart. It's the top benefits of playing a video game as a child provides stress relief and relaxation, entertainment and fun. You can develop strategic thinking.
Yeah, strategic thinking and problem solving, I bet, would be the big ones.
Enhanced hand-eye coordination, boosting creativity and imagination, technological literacy, improved reaction time and reflexes, improved memory and cognitive skills, curiosity and exploration. Those are the benefits.
Nice.
Oh, and then it even breaks down like, Candy Crush. Okay, I've played Candy Crush. Those people end up earning an average of $69,903 annually.
All right.
So not bad. Next time your kid wants to play Candy Crush on your phone, go ahead and let him.
So
is that what we're saying?
You know, if it's if the kid wants to unwind a little bit, you know, have a chill out time and play a little video games, maybe it's not such a bad thing. So.
Mario Kart, yes. Tetris, yes. Yeah. Zelda, yes.
Yeah, see.
Super Smash Bros, yes. Grand Theft Auto, really?
Well, Kelly, I'm glad that you're reading the article because I didn't. So
okay, well, I like to help because I know when you're like clickbait headlines, that's literally all you're reading. like clickbait subject line of the email. That would also be a nice segment for Ben.
You're like, or I'm like, got me.
Yep.
You
ben
got
will
me.
Start. I'll finish.
You got me. All right. I don't think we have time to do it anymore. So there you go.
Well, there's another one, but there's no link, so I can't find the article to read it for you.
Oh, the
you hug differently depending on who it is.
I have the gist of that. I guess there was a study that analyzed our different hugging styles depending on who we're embracing. And couples hug for much longer than friends.
So well, like they should.
Yeah. So like
that's weird if you're lingering with the friends a lot.
If you're a couple, if you're, you know, with your partner, 7 seconds on average is how long you hug.
Now see, I read that you need to hug your partner a good 20 seconds a day.
Holy cow.
For a healthy relationship.
Wait. At once or total?
No, at once.
That is too long. 20 seconds.
You hold it, and that's when you're connecting. You need to do that at least once a day to keep that connection strong.
20 seconds?
You can count together.
Can you bring your phone?
Can you bring your phone? So you're like hugging. You're like, yeah. You pat with one hand and you're scrolling with the other.
I'm just saying, can you bring your phone? 20 seconds is a long time. But if you go on in the article, it says we tend to leave a little extra space, like an extra inch or two of crotch space when you're hugging a friend as opposed to your partner.
You're kind of bending and leaning.
Like, you're like, I don't necessarily want to
touch
our privates together.
Right, yeah.
Even that's if probably it's best.
When you think about it, yeah, that's exactly what you do. And then there's a little side hug, too, when you're really not invested that much at all. It's, maybe it's just polite or it's awkward or weird. It's I don't know.
Yeah. That's me. That's 100% great. Of the time. All right. So there you go. There's a couple clickbait headlines.